than that, it's difficult.
All right, Coach, we'll take a break. Be back with more. We're going to talk more about the big promotions coming up this weekend for Saturday night's Northern Michigan game, and also what you are going to ask Coach Pearson with your questions for Coach Pearson. All part of the Mel Pearson Show. Continuing after this, you still have time to get your question in. Email it to me, dj@themix93.com.
Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in the Scott Hotel building in Hancock invites everyone in to try their new menu with several new and tasty fresh Mexican and American foods. Don't forget about Margarita Madness Monday through Friday, 2 till 7, and all day Sunday, which also includes other great drink specials, plus $1 off your favorite appetizers, like their famous homemade tableside guacamole. Ask about their birthday specials at Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in Hancock.
It's Oktoberfest at Bucko's Party Store in Calumet, your party headquarters of the Copper Country. And Bucko has gone on the edge with great deals store-wide all month. All six packs of bottled beer are on sale. Pepsi 12 packs, only two for $9. Coke and 7-Up 2 liters, four for $5. Keep things cool with nice ice prices. Four bags for $5. Check out Bucko's clothing department and stay warm with Keweenaw Alpaca gear. Sold exclusively at Bucko's. Don't forget to pick up your hunting and ATV licenses. All sales do not include tax or deposit.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a wealth advisor, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you pursue your financial goals. Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts is located on West M26, just south of Houghton, in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Kelly Jepson State Farm Agency. Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why my team and I focus on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call us at the Kelly Jepson State Farm Agency in Houghton at 482-1210 and put the life back in life insurance.
Mix 93 WKMJ, back to the Mel Pearson Show. We're going to get to your questions in just a moment, and I want to talk about the big promotion coming up this Saturday night for Michigan Tech hockey as the Huskies get set to take on Northern Michigan University. And we'll be having a big remote coming up on Wednesday at noon. And we're going to be talking about that in just a moment here. In fact, we can do that right now, Coach.
Sure,
T-shirt's going to be given away, seventh man. We love that stuff, don't we?
Oh, we love that stuff, yeah. I've seen those T-shirts for our first game when we had them Friday, a couple Fridays ago against Laurentian. The nice black T-shirts. I've seen those all over campus already. So, Saturday night, Northern Michigan, get your tickets. We have a few individual tickets here and there and some scattered groups, but not many tickets are available. So I would tell you, get your tickets. It's going to be one heck of a game. You know, this rivalry since I've come back to Michigan Tech has really taken off. Now it's a rivalry because, you know, there's something at stake each and every game, and they've got a good team, and we've got a good team. So that's good, and that's what you want. You want two good teams. They've improved Northern Michigan. They usually bring a physical style of hockey to the game. So there's no love lost between these teams. I think it's a good, healthy rivalry, and we're anxious to play them early. I think it's good we're playing them early this year instead of both in the second half. So Saturday night, we'll go down to Marquette on Friday and take care of business, and then we'll come home to the pack crowd. And our players really build off our fans and the energy in the building. And Lamplighters Lounge again on Saturday night starts opens at 6 o'clock. When
6 o'clock.
Doors open, Lamplighters, come on up and socialize, have an adult beverage with your friends, and talk about your week and get ready to cheer on the Hockey Huskies.
And don't forget, if you're a student, stop by WADS on Wednesday, as we'll have the live remote. We'd like to thank ArcelorMittal for with the seventh man promotion T-shirts, man. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, they've been fantastic. Yeah. ArcelorMittal's been involved with our hockey program now for a couple of years, and they do a fantastic job. They come up to Michigan Tech, recruit a number of our students to go on and work with them, and They're a big supporter of Michigan Tech hockey. So, yes, Wednesday we'll be in the dorm.
At noon.
Wadsworth Hall, we'll have a few of our players, a couple of our coaches, giving away some T-shirts. And then, obviously, Saturday night, I think we'll have the usual 700 T-shirts or the first 700 students in the building. So it's going to be a fun weekend. And we don't have football or basketball or anything going on Saturday. So we're the show on Saturday. Come on up to the Mac and cheer us on. We're going to need your support. This is a big series early in the year for us.
All right, let's get to some of your questions, Coach. First question, how are your travel habits different from other teams that you know of?
Well, I think one thing I'm really concerned about is your sleep rest, patterns. Because of our travel, we travel so much and our trips are so long, so it can be very disruptive to your sleep. And I think one of the things we do is we do have a sleeper bus that the Lammers does a great job, and they've constructed a bus with us with 20 permanent bunks on there. So for example, we left Ferris, after the game and came all the way home, and you're leaving at 10:30 at night, getting back at 7 in the morning, and we tell our guys, you got to get in those bunks and the electronics and everything off or at midnight, and we need you to get that good 6-7 hours sleep just so we can keep our sleep patterns. Did you know, and I've read up on this a lot, and that's why it's so important. Like last year in the baseball playoffs, San Francisco did not leave right after the game and go back to San Francisco. They spent the night there just because they want to get in your regular sleep pattern.
Yeah.
So you're not flying all night, getting home, and then you're screwed up for a couple days. And so I think one of the things that we do is we do have a sleeper bus, and I'm really concerned about getting the proper amount of rest and being able to perform at a high level.
All right, next question. Was L'Esperance hurt Saturday night, which, of course, we know he was?
Yes.
What is his status?
That was not a coach's decision. That was an injury, and we'll know more today. He was going to get a CAT scan and some different things today. So, he was feeling fine, but just as a precautionary, we wanted to do some testing on him because, he did have a little bit of blurred vision on that bad hit from behind.
That was a tough hit, too.
It was a tough hit. I'm glad the league stepped up. They did the right thing. And I give Coach Daniels a lot of credit at Ferris. He was telling me that he would have sat the player. And I believe him. I mean, Bob's been around a long time, and he understands. He feels the same way if something would have happened to his, one of his players getting hit like that. And, it's just uncalled for. And it's too bad. I mean, Asnamine's a pretty good hockey player, and hopefully he'll just, and he plays hard, but you just got to play on the right side.
We talked about L'Esperance. What is the status of Dylan Stamen and also Dane Burks?
Dylan Stamen's out 4 to 6 weeks, just has an injury. I don't want to get too into detail on the injury, but he'll be out 4 to 6 weeks. We miss Dylan. He's 20 points as a freshman and led our freshman there. Great on faceoffs, great on the PK. Was in great shape. So we miss him, but we've got depth on this team, and I thought that showed this weekend. Dane Burks. Dane Burks held him out precautionary reason also on Saturday. Tweaked something and just wasn't quite totally right. It happened in the second period in the game against Ferris. He played the rest of the game and was fine, but just as a precautionary, we just want to hold him out. It's a long season. These players, first and foremost, safety is the number one. We've got to make sure they're healthy, so I'm not going to play anyone who has any risk of further injuring themselves because of that. So we've got enough bodies, and we got everybody in that was on the trip this weekend.
Can you tell us, Coach, was Stamen hurt in the Laurentian series, or was it during practice?
The Laurentian series.
Okay, it was.
Yeah, we thought it was nothing, and then,
I remember just, now, but I just wasn't.
Yeah, sure. He seemed fine, and then Sunday got worse, and then got worse on Monday, and then we had x-rays, and yada, yada, yada. So,
okay. How did
it's always something, Derek, trying to make your roster and get your team set, and you're all excited for the year, and then Brian Brewster. I don't even want to pick up my phone when Brew calls anymore. He called me three times yesterday, and the list was long.
Yeah.
So, it's all part of it.
How did the centers grade out in faceoff wins percentage this
week? Well, not good Friday. No. We were much better Saturday, about 50% on Saturday. On Friday, we were probably about 30-some percent. But we knew we were going to get that with Jake Lucchini, Mason Blacklock, and C.J. Ike. C.J. has not played center. Jake and Mason are first-year players, so we knew we were going to be up against it there. But it's a lot of times just not the center, too. It's the other people involved in the faceoff. I have to jump in and help them out. But we got better, and we'll get better as we go on. But it's nice to have, like, you don't have that Blake Patel and Tanner Carroll in there taking faceoffs.
Sure, right? Sure. This listener says, Coach, I guess we're spoiled after last year, but considering that, we can't afford a lot of losses before the pairwise leaves us with only one way to get into the tournament. The urgency was seemingly missing on Saturday. Can we fix this and get back on top?
Well, definitely. You know, and you know, it's two games into the year. We